Hello and welcome to In Anything at the Minute, the Honest Actors podcast. My name's Jonathan Harden and this is teaser number 5. It's an extract from an interview I did a few weeks ago now with Billy Carter. Billy is a Northern Irish actor who's currently living and working in New York after about 20 or so years in London. So a couple of weeks ago, as I say, I Skyped him. We had a big long chat and I've cut that down to a much shorter 8 minutes of some of the highlights of that interview. The rest, as I'm sure you'll know if you've been following, will come later in the year. The podcast itself will properly launch in September with full interviews at approximately 30 to 40 minutes in length. Until then, it's a teaser every fortnight. And this is number 5, Billy Carter.
So you're a teenager in Bangor, in Northern Ireland. You are, as you said yourself, not academic. You failed even your drama GCSE.
Yes, yeah, I failed that. I got a D.
Did you have the support of your family? I mean, did they get behind this notion that you were a performer, or was that something you battled with them over?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's funny, when I left school, I mean, on the Friday there was an application form to start the factory. The Monday, I mean, it sounded like the 60s, but it was true. My parents, I don't come from an acting family. It's funny actually, it's been quite an odd journey. They absolutely are really proud of me and support me through all these years. But I realize that they only see the finished product. So yeah. They still don't quite understand it. They only see what that 2 hours of me showing off on stage. Or prancing about, or that takes 6 months to film, which takes 2 hours to watch. So they still, they have no idea what the work or the mechanics that go into something now. I do edit certain things out when I talk about, you know, they don't see the lows really, you know. They see the result and they see, you know, what they see as a wee bit of success or whatever. But I, when I'm not working, I was given a very small bit of advice, was just to keep fit, you know, mentally and physically. So you have to be kind of twice as fit when you're not working. But I mean, I have no skills apart from this bloody job.
So if the time comes in between work and you haven't been working for a while,
there's plenty of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is, I mean, a personal question? What's the longest you remember going without an acting job?
So, 8 months.
And that 8 months, does that ever feel like it's the end of your career? Does it feel like, oh God, this, it's past?
Yeah, it was the long, I mean, that was the longest period without even like a day's filming or something, that you could break it up a little bit, but it was like 8 months of nothingness. And I had just come back from New York originally, that was 2007. I just lived in this bubble for ages. I was doing a show from the Old Vic and with Spacey and Colm Meaney, and you know, we were on Broadway and it was massive. And I came back and I could not get arrested. And it went so long, I got numb. And I couldn't even get out of the house. I find myself, the smallest of things were such an effort. You know, and I would say, and I was going up for things, but I think I was absolutely out of shape in the sense of just how I conducted myself. There was a quiet smell about me. I know I have a partner who's in the business as well, so we lean on each other an awful lot, which I used to do that quite on my own, which is a very different thing. So there was plenty of time howling at the moon. Now I try to keep it as simple as possible, but I haven't still developed no skills. I've worked in an agent's office for a little bit, and I couldn't bear, to be honest, the way they spoke about actors and how they saw us. It's pretty stupid. Not all of them, of course.
So tell us about that then. What did you learn from that experience? If anything, that helped you then dealing with agents subsequently?
Agents have we give them that permission that they have all the answers.
Yeah.
and they know they're slightly ahead of you in the game. We're the ones who are doing it. We know the mechanics of all that. But some agents who surprise me are not actor friendly.
Yeah.
Also, some actors are a pain in the hole. But I did see some people kind of put the phone down and just the eyes are rolled towards the heavens, where a poor actor's just been asking on a Monday, is there any jobs coming up? You know, and the amount of stuff that came in for headshots and, you know, people asking for representation and a list of, you know, 50 on a daily basis would just go straight into a bin.
It's a little while since 23-year-old Billy moved up to London.
Yeah.
Have you noticed changes in the industry in that time?
I think the speed of people want careers now is quite something, and the money hasn't changed since 1996. God, I found a check when I was moving from London from the old Vic, or from the Royal Court, my first paycheck, and I think it went up like 15 quid.
Is that the most difficult thing about being an actor, do you think, is the financial insecurity?
Yeah, of course it is. And yes, you know, you talk about that, you know, your agent phones and it's 5 minutes, that great, that's the job. And then, you know, maybe it's that, you know, 6 minutes that you do sit down, you have to do the sums. And you're constantly reminded, it's sort of in our business, who's doing really well, you know. I remember going, there was one day, and I went down the tube, I saw a couple of my peers, you know, these big posters, and then I got up, and they were on the bus and they were on billboards everywhere, and I wanted to run. You know, it was everything was multiplied in my head. I thought,
if I made you King William of acting,
right,
and you were you had, you know, control over everything to do with the industry, what would you change?
I would find a way that an actor's wage could sustain their homes, have a decent standard of living, and take the fear out of their lives. Well, you actually talk about change. I have to say, I do see it as a lot of people are treating it as a semi-professional industry now. You can't do it just doing the acting. But I agree with Tom. You just have to keep working.
If you could go back to that young guy coming out of GSA, moving up to London at 22 or 23, what things would you, what pearls of wisdom would you offer him with the benefit?
Well, I think I would say you're going to be all right. Just keep a sense of humour about it, and keep fit, and learn a bloody skill.
And that's your lot for another fortnight. Before you go, if you'd like to find out more about the podcast, you can do so at www.inanything.com. Loads of information on there, including ways you can help get the podcast to the widest possible audience. And all help, any help, is appreciated. So thank you in advance. Also, if you're an actor, please fill in the survey that's on there. It's about 15 questions. It will take you 2 to 3 minutes. And it really does help me and informs the questions that I ask in the interviews. So if you've done it already, please spread it around. Facebook, Twitter, whatever. The more people we can get to fill that in, the better. Nothing else really to say apart from you can subscribe on iTunes, you can subscribe in Podbean. Until next time, thanks for listening.